God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from Hebrews, our epistle reading for today. And let me first start by, how many of you enjoy working with middlemen? Middlemen typically have the reputation of, you know, someone who stands between the middle of you and some goal that you wish to achieve. And those people we have in the back of our mind, we sort of think that, you know, they're the ones that sort of take a little bit of that extra profit away from us or somehow consume some resources that we would rather have. Well, in one essence, we're going to talk a little bit about the middleman. I even heard one commercial that was advertised in a particular company that says, we've gotten rid of the middleman, and then sort of begs the question, well, what did they do with the middleman? Well, in today's text, we have sort of that impression of a middleman that needs to be addressed. You see, some people were thinking, is Jesus a middleman? Is he someone who stands between us and God, taking away resources? And the answer to that question, as our text for today notes, no. Jesus is God. Just the opposite. He's not trying to take resources away from us. He is trying to give us resources. So the title of this message is The Direct Connection. And before we talk about the direct connection, we need to talk about the initial connection. The initial connection when Adam and Eve were created by God in the Garden of Eden, they had that perfect relationship with God. There was no need for a middleman. There was no need for prophets. No need even for pastors. No need even for church buildings. They had that direct communication with God. However, something happened. Adam and Eve had sinned. They destroyed this wonderful connection with God. So God says, guess what? I'm going to restore that connection. And I'm going to send my son. I'm going to take on flesh and blood and restore this connection. Our Hebrews reading reminds us that in the past, God used prophets. God used prophets to communicate his word to the people, to get people back into that right connection. God used people like Moses. And there was a particular time in the Old Testament where the people done something wrong and they basically go to Moses and say, Moses, you talk to God for us because we're afraid to, lest we die. The author of the Hebrews communicates for us today in saying we don't need to have that fear. God speaks directly to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus even says, ask of the Father in my name. There's no other intercessor that's needed. No other middleman here. You have the direct connection. That direct connection, Jesus Christ, being born in Bethlehem. We were talking about last night at how he was to be named Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That direct connection. No middleman. Now, some of you may be saying, okay, Pastor, are you a middleman? How about that for a concept? Well, let me explain it this way. My role as pastor is to do what? To take the gifts of God and give them to you. But you have to remember, the gifts of God were already given to you. They were given to the church, the community of believers. My job is just to proclaim God's word and to administer the sacraments. I don't pull any special quote-unquote holiness from that for myself. No, it is God's gift to you. You have it. All because of the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That direct connection. So you may be asking then, if we have that direct connection, Jesus Christ, why do we need to come and gather? Why do we need buildings? And the answer is, we need these times and these places for gathering to receive God's word, to be strengthened with this direct connection, especially with the sacraments. The church is nothing more than the gathering of people surrounding themselves with God's word and sacraments, because this is our connecting point. This is the direct connection. So we see that little baby born in Bethlehem. We see the radiance of the glory of God. And this direct connection, Jesus, as our gospel reading notes, even created the world. We also know, because we remember Good Friday, we remember Easter, that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He reconnects us back to God. And through Christ, he continues to maintain that connection. Even after humanity destroyed God's perfect creation, even after humanity destroyed that creation, that connection, God reestablishes that connection through the person of Jesus Christ, true man and true God, for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, as the author of the Hebrews notes for us, he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is superior to all the angels that he created. He is the firstborn of God himself, who is God, and his kingdom will last forever. So is Jesus the middleman? The answer is no. He is God. We have no other place to go but to the source, to the direct connection. Now that I've given you a little bit of this information, we have to ask, do you believe and trust in this information? Do you believe and trust in this direct connection that is Jesus Christ? And what are you trusting in now? Our text from Hebrews notes that the foundations of the earth that Christ created will perish, will wear out, will be changed. But the Christ will remain and will have no end. So this day we have to ask, do we trust in the Christ? Or do our lives reflect a trust that we're sort of paying lip service to, and we're really trusting in things of this world? Things of this world may vanish. Does that create us some worry? Does that create us some concern? Especially over matters in which we have no control over? How many of you really have any control over whether countries are in conflict with one another? How many of you have any real control over whether there's abuse in the government? Whether the economics of our nation are really falling apart? We see, we do not have to worry because we have the direct connection, Jesus Christ. We have a Savior whose birth we are celebrating today, where true joy and peace that he brings is unique because the world is trusting in the things of this world. We trust in the things of God, this direct connection. He brings salvation that no one can take away. Should the economy of the United States collapse, Christ's love would still be there. Should the entire world fall apart, his love would remain. Should someone take our physical life away, our soul would continue to rest in him. What, as Christians, should we ever worry about? The answer is nothing, because we are directly connected to God, to God who gives of himself, so that we can cast all our concerns upon him. That's what Jesus reminds us. We are to bring all our burdens, all our worries to him and say, okay, Lord, deal with it. Help me to get beyond these worries. And he can, as he reminds us of what's truly important. Is it really the things of this world or the things of God? He gives of himself the direct connection. Through his word, we can trust that his word is certain. Through his body and blood, as we'll celebrate with the bread and the wine, the Lord's Supper, we know that he is giving of himself. The very true Son of God, shed upon Calvary's cross, is now given to us with this bread and wine. To do what? To strengthen our faith? Yes. To reaffirm this direct connection for us? Again, yes. And more importantly, or I should say more importantly, but also connected to this, not only are we connected to Christ, but we're also connected to all of Christendom. Think of it this way. All believers that trust in Jesus Christ are directly connected to him throughout all time and eternity. And so as we come to receive the Lord's Supper in this special table fellowship, we are not just connecting with each other here at Trinity, but connecting to Christ and all of Christendom, all believers, past and present, connected to the one true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now talk about the power of networking here. It's all done because Jesus is the one who sets up that direct connection. A direct connection, you could say, it's sort of like our national power grid throughout time and eternity. And so now we get to see the advantages of being directly connected to the direct connection here. And so let me use this illustration, that of electricity. Picture it as a difference between AC and DC. Now, I'm not talking about the music group here, but I'm talking about an electrical sense. The alternating current AC is something that alternates on and off, but DC, that direct current, is always there. Needless to say, if you touch DC, it sort of grabs you and causes you to sort of stay there. It doesn't give you an opportunity to leave. In one essence, this direct connection we have with Jesus Christ does the same thing. Through the Holy Spirit is sanctifying you, drawing you back to himself, drawing you back to where true joy and peace is found. Now, I will admit, if the stubbornness of our hearts really prevail, we can pull away from this direct connection of Jesus Christ. But why would we want to? Is in him that we have salvation. It is in him that we have strength. It is in him that our worries are taken away. It is in him we have eternal life. Why would we want to pull away from something like that? Instead, we want to be directly connected. And that DC current is keeping us connected through the Holy Spirit. All of this because of a baby being born in Bethlehem, reestablishing that connection, this baby being the Son of God, to whom angels sang about, the shepherds went and told other people about, God with us, salvation for the world. God uses us as a community of believers for this connection to sort of have a little nodule here in West Chicago, for an opportunity for people to come and gather to hear God's word, to be strengthened by the sacraments, to be reconnected again, so to speak, through the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, as the church celebrates the nativity of our Lord, can all this take place through a little baby being born in Bethlehem? The answer is yes, providing that baby born in Bethlehem is the Son of God. And that's what the author of the Hebrews is trying to communicate. Don't worry about angels. Don't worry about other middlemen, so to speak. We have the direct connection, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's why we come and we gather. We celebrate this birth, that God has fulfilled his promises. He is coming to us to keep us connected with him throughout all time and eternity. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.